Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're live from the Author's Studio at Book Expo America 2010 in New York City, and we are with author and illustrator Chris Monroe, and her latest book is called Sneaky Sheep. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
You are a veteran when it comes to writing children's books and picture books. Why sheep this time around?
Well, I was really tired of drawing the monkey with the tool belt. It was just a lot of drawing, a lot of tools, a lot of detail, and I thought, sheep, fluffy, two colors.
Sounds easy.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about the book.
The Sneaky Sheep book is it's about two sheep, Rocky and Blossom, who are constantly trying to sneak out of their meadow. They have higher aspirations they want to explore, and then they're being caught and brought back to the meadow by the diligent sheepdog, Murphy.
They kind of bumble and stumble their way through life, don't they?
Yeah, they're not the brightest bulbs on the string, put it that way.
What inspired you to write this type of book?
Well, I love comics, and I love the idea of two, kind of the duo of, sort of a comedic duo, I guess, would be a good way to describe it. But I thought just two sheep who are sort of naughty, and they're kind of heroic. They're definitely driven, but I liked the idea of the story of two sort of bumbling characters out in the big world.
What's the age range you're trying to reach?
I think 4 to 8 is what they say, but I think it's all the way up through adulthood myself.
And are you trying to convey a particular message to the children?
You know, I don't really go into my books with a message in mind. I think that there is probably a message, and it's kind of the thing that your mother would tell you, you know, it's a safety first, don't run with scissors, don't lay on the railroad tracks, that kind of thing. But I really like the idea of books as entertainment, and any moral play that would come out of it is kind of up to the reader. I kind of think of it as just a story and an entertaining story.
Tell me about your art, your illustrations, the style, how you came to that style, etc.
Well, I am a cartoonist, so it's kind of my comic style taken a little step further, adding color, because my cartoons are always in black and white. So it's definitely
somewhat whimsical?
Yeah, I would say whimsical. Some people have called it squiggly line drawing, but definitely kind of an expressive style as far as their faces convey a lot of humor or fear, and but definitely a cartoon basis.
For those unfamiliar with your work, you've written other children's books and illustrated other children's books. Tell me about what you've done previously.
The first two children's books that I wrote and illustrated are the Monkey with a Tool Belt stories. Monkey with a Tool Belt and the Noisy Problem is the second book. And those books are very detail-oriented. They're kind of along the line of a Richard Scarry book, where there's a lot to look at on each page. Sneaky Sheep is a little more... I was playing with the idea of they're running around within the book, and so the book itself, like they're running and busting out of the pages and coming out of the crease and breaking through the lines of the cartoon panels. So they're using the book as a ground for their escapes, I guess, and they're sneaking. So it's a little bit different than the Monkey with the Tool Belt book in that. Well, also, Chico Bon Bon, the monkey, is a more capable hero. He's pretty much in charge. He's never very rattled. He's got his tool belt, and he can get out of any situation.
Well, Chris, we wish you a lot of luck with your latest, Sneaky Sheep. She is Chris Monroe, author and illustrator. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.